耶稣的复活与我有什么关系？
What is Jesus' resurrection to do with me?
这是一个个人性的问题。
This is a personal question.
今天早上我们这里有一千多个人。
This morning, sitting here, we have more than 1,000 people.
对一个个人性的问题可以有各式各样的回答。
Such a personal question, we have various answers.
请容许我把这个问题的答案简化为三个。
Allow me to summarize this answer into three aspects.
简化为三个我。
Three me.
每一个我对应于刚才所读的经文中的段落。
Each me corresponding to each passage that just read.
第一种我是世界上所有人的我。
The first me is all humanity, everyone in this world.
不论是生在哪一个时代，生在哪里的人
，No matter where you were born or when did you born，
耶稣的复活对世界上任何一个我，每一个我
，Jesus' resurrection to all this me，
都是一个不可思议的奇迹。
It is a miracle beyond our imagination。
我在这里用奇迹两个字是用最严格的方式来使用这两个字。
Here, when I mean miracle, is for the strictest sense of the word.
在人类的时空领域中，再没有第二个事件与这件事情相比拟。
In other words, it's incomparable, it's not repeatable in time and space. These things happen.
我们经常用奇迹来描述一些事情。
We use the word miracle for very often.
有时候我们想望已久的事情发生了，我们会说奇迹发生了。
Sometimes we referring to something that we expected for a long time, we said it's a miracle.
经过几个月，甚至于超过一年，各样治疗的方式，化疗、放疗、电疗。
After years or months of chemotherapy, radiation, and all sort of treatment.
有一天在医生的办公室，医生终于告诉我们听到，不管是亲自或者是我们的亲人，这个癌细胞已经控制住了。
Suddenly one morning, sitting at the doctor's office, either through the doctor's mouth directly or through our loved one, proclaiming that all the cancer cell has been eradicated.
我们可能会说奇迹发生了。
Then we may say, miracle happened.
我们很真诚地用这两个字。
We use that word very sincerely.
但是我们晓得，同样的，可能我们不认识的人，也是他的癌细胞受到控制了。
But we also know that maybe someone that we know that is by the same situation, the cancer cell in his body is under control.
我们有时候遇到一些可能性不高的事情发生了，我们用奇迹这两个字。
And sometimes we use the word miracle referring to something that is very unlikely to happen.
在一个经济衰退的情况之下
，in economical recession，
一个大学生毕业了，一个研究生毕业，他凭着他的学历去找事。
When you graduate from college or grad school, you're looking for job。
找到了。
When you found a job。
但就是因为那个时候是一个经济衰退的时候
，but also at the same time is economical recession。
他可能会发出一个赞叹来说，奇迹发生了。
Maybe he will say。What a miracle!
但是他心里面明明知道，同样的，在他跟他一起毕业的人，也有人找到事情。
But he also know that among the graduates, someone also found job.
在这里，我用的奇迹是最严格的方式。
So I'm using the word in the strictest sense.
在人类的时空领域中，再没有一件事情能够跟这个相比的。
That is.In human history, in time and space, there's no other event can compare with this one.
一个已经被钉在十字架上的人
，a one who been crucified on the cross，
死了，断气了
，die，
被埋葬了
，buried。
第三天之后再度出现
，and appear on the third day。
而且他的出现是一个整全的、荣耀的、具体的生命出现。
He appeared holistically, gloriously.And in the most real sense.
这是人类时空领域中再没有任何的事件可以与之相比拟。
There's none event in human history can compare with this one.
所以圣经上说 Therefore, 神为人预备的。
The Bible said, for the God who prepared for those who love him,
是人心从来没有想过。
Is unimaginable.
人没有见过。
Never seen before.
人的耳朵没有听过的事情。
Never heard before.
人的思想可以有很多的幻想。
We can have a lot of fantasies.
死了之后，我还存在吗？
Do I still exist after I die?
我们会想这个问题。
We ponder upon this question.
因为我们又会想，如果不存在的话，所有现在我所做的事情有什么意义呢？
If I'm no longer exist, what meaning of all these things that we, when I'm living?
我为什么来到这个世间呢？
Why am I here?
我为什么要在这个时间空间里面努力奋斗呢？
Why am I laboring and working so hard in this particular time and in this particular place?
我为什么在这个时间里面空间里面自无法自主的会问很多为什么呢？
And why would I ask a lot of why?
死后我还存在吗？
Am I exist after my death?
人类对这个问题一直有猜测、想象，甚至于传说。
We have a lot of guess. We have a lot of legendary about that. We have a lot of imagination about that.
但是在所有的传说、所有的想象、所有的猜测当中
，With all these guesses, imaginations, and legends.
死后若是有存在的话，都是飘渺模糊的。
If there even some sort of existence after death, it's very vague.
都是阴沉的，都是黑暗的。
It's very shadowy. It's very dark.
不被羡慕的。
Undesirable.
即使有的话
，even it were，
也是我们要逃避的。
It's something that we don't want to go into.
都是残破的。
It's broken.
所以小时候听中国人讲故事。
So therefore we heard about the Chinese folk stories.
如果一个人死后还有可能存在的话
，if a person after death he still exists。
是虚无缥缈残破的。
It's broken, it's vague, it's shadowy.
没有身体的叫鬼魂。
Without a body, we call that a ghost.
有形体的我们叫它僵尸。
With a body, we call it a walking dead.
中国人的故事有这样子的猜测。
That's the Chinese folk story.
到了21世纪，我们现在有许多的科技，有许多的媒体，继续的在那里揣测。
21st century nowadays, we still have a lot of medias and a lot of technology which continue to ponder upon the same question.
死后的人还存在吗？
Do people exist after the death?
若还存在的话，跟我之间他是怎么样的关系呢？
If they still exist, what is their relationship with me?
我们还是很好奇的。
We are still curious about it.
所以在过去几年里面有一个非常受欢迎的电视剧就叫做行尸走肉 The Walker.
Therefore, in the past couple of years, there's a very highly acclaimed TV show called The Walker.
耶稣的复活
Jesus' resurrection.
有形有体整全的
Holistic has the body concrete.
他跟门徒们一起吃喝
He ate with his disciples.
他在门徒们往以马忤斯的路上对跟他们讲话。
He talked to them, had conversation with them on the way to Emmaus.
到晚饭的时候，他跟他们一起吃，他带他们擘饼。
At dinner, he ate with them, dined with them, and broke the bread with them.
这个有形有体整全的生命，终于让那两个灰心的门徒心灵里面光明起来。
This holistic, real body.Resurrected, finally brought light to those two disciples. They are in the darkness.
耶稣的复活有形有体整全，而且是具体的，是确实的。
Jesus' resurrection is holistic, real, concrete.
他多次向多人显现。
He appeared many times to many people.
他不止一次的向不同的门徒在不同的场合里面出现。
More than once he appeared to his disciples in different occasions.
耶稣的复活是光明的。
Jesus' resurrection is bright.
是荣耀的。
Glorious.
他要把人在黑暗中的那些事情重新带进光明。
He wanted to bring people who are in the darkness into the light, the marvelous light.
所以他跟门徒们显现的时候鼓励他们肯定他们
So therefore, when he appeared before his disciples, he affirmed them, he encouraged them.
一而再，再而三地鼓励他们，安慰他们，肯定他们。
Again and again, encouraged them and comforted them.
这一个有形有体整全确实荣耀的复活。
This resurrection, concrete, holistic, real and true.
是人所经历所能够想象的领域中无可比拟的。
In human experience is incomparable to any other events.
所以在马可福音16章第8节,
in the Gospel of Mark chapter 16 verse 8,
我们看到马可用那清晰的笔法表明门徒们的反应。
Mark used words to vividly describe the response of the disciples.
逃跑,
fled,
发抖,
trembling,
惊奇,
astonishing,
什么也不说,
said nothing to anyone.
因为他们害怕,
because they are afraid.
不这样子反应, 还有什么反应呢?
What other can you respond? What other way can you respond?
一个人怎么能够反应, 不用这样的方式对一个在人类时空领域中没有任何与之比拟的事情, 不是用这样的方式来反应。
To such an incomparable, irrepeatable manner event, how can we respond any other than that?
怎么能不发抖呢?
How could we not trembling?
怎么能什么话也不说呢?
How could we say anything to anyone?
在那坟墓里面的年轻人告诉这几个见到人说，你们去告诉彼得，然后他马上会与他们相见。The
young man sitting inside the tomb telling them, go tell the disciples and Peter.
怎么可能他们会不用这样的方式什么也不说呢?
How could they say nothing to anyone?
怎么能够不逃跑呢?
How could they not fled away?
人类时空领域中再没有这样子的事件了。There's
no other event that can be compared with this one.
有许多圣经的手抄卷，马可福音就是结束在这里。There
are many manuscripts, ancient manuscripts. The Gospel of Mark ends on verse 8.
我觉得这个结束在这里也是一个非常恰当的。I
think that is an appropriate ending of the book.
好像是一个奇 无法描述奇特的事件发生之后，一个开放式的结束， 一个 open end question 在那个地方。
It's an open end ending of an incomparable event in human history.
这个对世上所有的人来讲，最严格的方式的奇迹发生了，接下来又怎么样呢？
The strictest sense of the word miracle happened here. What will come next?
第二种我。
The second me.
是得以能够相信耶稣死而复活的人的我。That
is the me that who believe in Jesus' death and resurrection.
那对第一种所有的世界上的人的奇迹。The
first me was to all humanity.
那对所有人的奇迹在对第二种人身上产生了另一个层面的奇迹。And
that miracle, when it comes to the second me, which are those who believe in Jesus Christ's resurrection and death, give us a second aspect, second dimension of meaning.
就是能够相信,
that is, we can believe, we can trust.
这是第二个层面的奇迹。
That's the second dimension of the miracle.
为什么这是第二个奇迹? 为什么这是第二个层面的奇迹?
Why is this the second dimension of miracle?
因为这件事情既然是人类时空领域中无可比拟的事情。
Because, precisely because that event cannot be repeated and compared in human history.
一旦不是身逢其时，身离其境，就无缘了。
If you are not there at the same at that time, you are not the eyewitness, you miss that.
错失良机,
then you miss the opportunity.
这可能是每个人都有过的感叹。
Missing opportunity probably is a common experience of all of us.
怀才不遇是许多人的悲情。
Underappreciate or underrecognized is a shared experience of all of us.
生不逢时是世人共同的惆怅。
Maybe not being favored by time and opportunity about life is also the sadness that you and I share.
就像多马这个人
Just like Thomas.
他的朋友他一直可以相信的朋友告诉他耶稣复活了
His friends, his companions, they believed, they told him Jesus resurrected.
他们看到耶稣复活了
They saw Jesus alive.
他们告诉多马多马说我若不是亲眼看见我不能相信
They told Thomas, and Thomas' reply was,Unless I see him by myself, I will not believe.
错失良机
Missing opportunity.
生不逢时不临其境这个多马被后世的人加一个外号
Thomas has a nickname.
这是后世的教会基督徒常常给他加的一个外号
In church history.
就是多疑的多马
In church history, we call him doubting Thomas.
因为他怀疑了
Because he doubts.
但是我认为更公平的一个绰号
Perhaps I think a more fair nickname for Thomas
不应该说他是一个多疑的多马
Should not be doubting Thomas
应该叫他是亚里斯多德派的多马
I should call him the Aristotelian Thomas
亚里斯多德我们都知道是希腊哲学的大师
We know that Aristotle is a Greek philosophy guru
他是柏拉图的学生
He is a student of Plato
柏拉图的教导里面
In Plato's teaching,
柏拉图认为人现今实存的一切领受所见都是有缺陷的。
Plato claimed, Plato in his teaching saying that all the thing in reality that we see, we perceive is not complete.
都指向有一个真正的完美，一个真正的真理。
Our perception pointing toward an Objective truth.
那是在人类领域之上，在人类领域之外的。
It's above human experience.
但因为这一个绝对真理的存在，所以在人类一些有影子的情况里，你可以看到一些蛛丝马迹。
Because it is not human experience, but yet through our perception, we know a little bit of some kind of hint about that reality.
这是亚里士多德的学老师。
This is Plato.
但是等到亚里斯多德自己做老师的时候
Aristotle, he was Plato's student, and now he became the successor of Plato.
他说很可能他受不了他的老师这么澎湃的脑力激荡的教导。
Perhaps his mind cannot grasp what Plato were talking about.
亚里斯多德所教导的是人所能够知道的所需要知道的一切。都是凭着你眼所见所听所触摸
Instead, Aristotle teaches that all our perception is what we get.
你所需要知道的一切都是要你看见你听过的
all you see is what you get.
你认为现代科学之父是谁
Who do you think that is the father of modern science?
有人说是16世纪的伽利略
Someone said is Galileo in the 16th century
有没有可能其实是在公元前第四世纪的亚里士多德呢
Could it be possible that the father of modern science is Aristotle the one who lived 4th century before Christ
你所需要知道的事情
Things that you need to know
你要看见
You have to see it
你要摸得到
You have to touch it
你要用你的实存的感官里面去碰到的事情，你才需要知道。
You have to affirm by your perception.
但若是这样子的话
，If that is the case，
为什么怀才不遇是许多人的悲情，生不逢时是世人共同的惆怅
？Then why we are frustrated about life? Why we feel underappreciated and we feel sad about missing opportunity?
如果生命中我所需要知道的一切就是我感官所能碰到的，为什么我这么惆怅？
If everything in life, reality in life is all the thing that I can perceive, I can touch, I can feel, then why I feel so sad?
亚里士多德派的多马
Aristotelian Thomas
在他的身上发生了另一个奇迹
Another miracle happened to him.
他所错过的奇迹他现在又有机会了
The miracle he missed he had the second chance.
我们刚才所读的约翰福音的经文
that was recorded in the Gospel of John, the passage we just read.
他跟门徒们一起在一个房间里晚上的时候
he was with other disciples in the room in one evening.
耶稣出现了
suddenly Jesus appeared.
要多马伸出手来用指头探他的肋旁
he specifically asked Thomas, stretch out your fingers to touch my ribs.
多马相信了
Thomas, believe.
我的主，我的神。
My God, my Lord.
一个没有身逢其时，没有身历其境，错失的再有机会。
A person who missed the opportunity, a person who was born at the wrong time, he still have a chance.
你不要疑惑，总要信。
Do not doubt, but believe.
有些英文的翻译翻得更好，你不要不信，总要信。
Some other translation translate in this way: Do not remain unbelieved, believe.
多马说：“我的主，我的神。”
Thomas respond: My Lord, my God.
这个第二个层面的奇迹
，This second dimension of the miracle，
不只是赏给那个曾经用手摸到他肋旁的多马
，Not only just given to the one who stretched out his hand and touched Jesus' side.
你因看见了我才信。
Jesus said, "You believe when you see me."
那没有看见就信的有福了。
But those who did not see me but believe, they are blessed.
耶稣复活整全荣耀光明的生命。
Jesus resurrected life, concrete, holistic, light, bright.
带给世世代代的人祝福。
Bring blessing to generations after generations.
那能够相信他名的人。
Those who believe in his name,
得到一个新的生命
they receive a new life.
第二层的奇迹
second dimension of that miracle.
第二层面的奇迹
that is the second dimension of the miracle.
光明荣耀的生命带给人新的生命
the bright resurrect life bring us new life.
腐朽的生命只能带给人腐朽。
Corruption can always end in corruption.
阴沉黑暗的生命只能够把别人继续的带到黑暗里。
Dark life can only lead people into darkness.
3月24号德国之翼9525班机是最近一个活生生的例子。
On March 21st, German Wing 9592 is a lively example.
一个在阴沉黑暗之中的生命带着其他140几个生命从高空坠落到地上
One shadowy dark life led another 140 some life into death
第二个是得以相信的我
The second me is the one who can believe
还有第三种我
And there's a third me
是那些相信而乐意为复活的耶稣劳苦的我。
The third me is those who not only believe, but also willing to labor for Christ.
这仍然是一种奇迹。
This still is a miracle.
这仍然是一个奇迹，是第三个层面的奇迹。
This is a third dimension of that miracle.
为什么这仍然是一种奇迹呢
？Why is this still a miracle?
当人因信而确知死后有一个荣耀更光明整全的生命的人
When through faith we believe that there is a holistic bright and positive life after death
这样的人反而更珍惜今生的一切事情
Then that person will treasure everything happened on this life
这是一个很大的奇特的现象
This is a unusual phenomenon
这世界上的人其实知道这个今生的愁苦
Because we all understand the suffering, the affliction of this life.
所以才会有人厌世。
So therefore, some people just feel like I can't take it anymore.
有些人根本不知道死后是什么情况，光是对现今今世，他就已经觉得疲惫到一个地步了。
Some they do not know whether there's life after death, but this life is already burdensome to them.
今天对于一些信耶稣的人，他知道死后的生命是更完美的，是真正完美的。
But those who believe in Christ, we know that the life after death is the real life, the more perfect life.
他反倒开始珍惜 今生。
Then it will feed back to him and make him treasure what is happening in this life.
这是一个奇迹。
This is a miracle.
有许多的高中生想上大学。
A lot of high school students, you want to go to college.
因为他觉得大学可能比较自由。
Because you think that in college you have freedom.
所以他就觉得在高中的时候不要受父母的管制。
So therefore, when they were in high school, they don't want to be under parental control.
他觉得现在这个阶段是不理想的，不好的。
So he looked at the current status as a high school student is undesirable.
但是相信耶稣基督复活的人，明明知道死后的生命是真正荣耀的。
But yet, for Christians who believe in Christ, knowing that after death, the life that Christ promised to us is the better one, the bright one.
他反倒更珍惜现在的时刻。
It makes us even more treasure this life.
这是哥林多前书十五章刚才张牧师带我们读的最后一段。
That is what in 1 Corinthians, the last passage that we just read.
这是保罗写给哥林多的教会的基督徒的劝勉。
That is what Paul wrote to encourage the Church of Corinth.
第十五章是那对于复活真理伟大的诠释的一章。
Chapter 15 is the interpretation of the truth about resurrection.
然后在他这十五章这么伟大的宣告的结束。
At the conclusion of that proclamation.
在第五十八节，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
And that is the last verse of that chapter. It said, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
所有在今生的劳苦，在主里面的劳苦，都变成有意义、被珍惜的。
All the labors that we do in Christ are meaningful.
你有看到这样的奇迹吗？
Have you seen that miracle?
我读一段在几个礼拜以前我们的周报短文里面曾经登的文章。
Let me quote you a short essay that in the Mandarin side we printed in our bulletin a couple weeks ago.
这是在今年的雪季快要结束的时候在周报上登的文章。
It is an essay that written after at the end of the snow season this year.
最近有一次大雪是从南边上来。
The recent snowstorm coming up from the south of us.
有一位弟兄恰好家住在离教会蛮远的南边。
There's one brother among us, he lives south of us.
他得知这次大雪是由南而北。
He knew that the snowstorm coming up from the south to the north.
因当天公司不上班。
And he knew that at that day his company shut down.
就在开始下雪之前离开家。
So he left home before the snowstorm comes.
先在图书馆里面看书等着。
And he stayed in the local library reading, waiting.
等大雪开始下了。
Until when the snow comes.
图书馆要提早关门了。
The library said we have early closing.
他就收拾书包往教会来。
So he packed up his thing and he drove to church.
加入铲雪的团队。
Joined the snow removal team in this church.
他定义要来为教会的停车场铲雪。
He has determined to come to the parking lot of the church to join the snow removal team.
还有一位弟兄。
Another brother.
大雪预定要在星期四来到新泽西州。
The snowstorm is predicted to come to New Jersey on Thursday.
他星期三人还在墨西哥出差开会。
And he was on a business trip on Wednesday, he's still in Mexico.
联合航空已经取消了星期四的飞机。
United already canceled flights on Thursday.
他就想办法提前在星期三风雪来之前。
So he tried to beat the storm. So on Wednesday,
他在美墨边境的一个小城开车向着边境走。
So on Wednesday, he started driving in the, around the border area between the United States and Mexico.
计划进了美国之后，再想用看情况搭上国内线的班机。
And planning that if he can get to the United States side, maybe he can hop on another plane.
后来终于先飞往休斯顿。
So finally he hopped on a plane that flew to Houston.
再转机到 Newark.
And then transferred to Newark.
最后在星期四的凌晨两点到达了新泽西州。
He arrived Newark 2 a.m. on Thursday morning.
他定义要在风雪前赶回教会清理积雪。
He determined to come back to the church to join the snow removal team before the storm comes.
你有看到奇迹吗？
Have you seen a miracle?
我们经过一个非常严峻的冬天。
We have a harsh winter.
如果教会的主日崇拜因神的恩典没有停掉一次。
By God's grace,None of our Sunday worship were cancelled.
因为有那复活的生命在一些同工的心里。
Because the resurrection life of Christ lived in our co-workers' life.
常常竭力多做主工。
Therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是突然的。
Knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
知道在今生之后有一个荣耀的整全的光明的生命。
When we are sure that is a holistic, glorious life after death.
我们开始珍惜今生每一个时间。
It inspires us to treasure every single moment in this life.
坚固不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工。
Steadfast, immovable, abounding in the work of Christ.
三种我。
The three me.
耶稣的复活对世上所有的人都是一个奇迹。
The first me, Jesus' resurrection to all humanity is a miracle.
在人世时间空间里面没有再跟这件事情比的。
Cannot be compared, cannot be repeated.
对那些相信的人
To those who believe,
是第二个层面的奇迹
That is the second me, the second dimension of the miracle.
这个人世间不可比拟的奇迹成为我的信仰
This incomparable miracle become what we can believe in.
今天早上你是哪一种我
This morning, which me you belong to?
在我们当中，今天早上若是有人你第一次愿意相信
If this morning among us, friends, is the first time that you said, I want to believe in Christ Jesus.
你可不可以举一下手
Would you raise your hand?
有没有这样的人
Is there anyone like that among us?
有没有人愿意相信耶稣的复活
Would you like to believe in Christ Jesus' resurrection?
有没有这样的人？你现在举一下手。
If you believe that, raise your hand.
有没有
？Is there anyone?
有没有愿意相信的人
？Is there anyone who willing to believe in Christ Jesus?
我再问一次，有没有人愿意相信这荣耀、复活、整全的生命
？Anyone who willing to believe in this holistic, glorious?Uncorruptible life.
有没有
Anyone?
凡是已经相信的
For those who believe.
刚才有那边人举手吗
I thought I saw someone.
Okay,
yes. Thank you.
请放下
Thank you.
好凡是已经相信的请放下
For those who believe.
你也愿意能够成为坚固不可摇动常常竭力多做主工的
And you're willing to move a step forward as what Paul said in 1 Corinthians, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
因为知道在主里面一切的劳苦都不是突然的。
Because you know that in the Lord, our labor is not in vain.
有没有这样的人举手
If there's among us you want to believe that way, raise your hand.
请放下。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你把你的儿子赏赐给我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for you have given us your Son, Lord Jesus Christ.
创造主原所有的丰富都在他里面有形有体。
The Creator's abundant richness is all dwell in him.
我们感谢耶稣不但为罪人钉死十字架上。
We give thanks to you, Jesus Christ, not only for you die on the cross to purchase our sin.
我们也敬拜父神，把他从死里面复活过来。
We also worship Lord the Father, for he had risen Christ.
好让我们显明耶稣所献的牺牲已经得到你完美的接纳。
Because we know that for those sacrifice in Christ already been accepted to you.
所以我们这些相信耶稣的人，
So therefore, for us who believe in Christ,
既然与他连结，
Since we connected with Christ,
我们在你面前也能够因此而称义。
Therefore, we can be declared righteous before you.
也恳求基督的灵继续激励教会。
We pray that the Spirit of Christ will continue to encourage your church.
激励我们这些已经经历耶稣死而复活大能的人。
Encourage us who has already experienced the power of Christ.
能够为他而活。
We will live a life for him.
从光明进入光明。
From light into light.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.